mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm angry, I'm upset. We should all be scared of what's happening and get involved. Bush wants drug testing of all the children in the schools to get them into the criminal justice system when the government brings in the narcotics to begin with. Then the very people running the government own the private prisons. For years, they have been doing brain testing of all the students in public schools. Now Bush wants it to go nationwide. The governor of Oregon a few years ago, I've talked about this, says that one in seven children needs to be drugged at birth with antipsychotics just because of environmental statistics that they, quote, might be mentally ill. They're saying 15% of the population is mentally ill. They may want to upgrade that to 18%, they're saying. I mean, we're all mentally ill people. We all need to be drugged with deadly things that shrink our brains and enlarge our hearts and make us go crazy. I mean, this is sick. This is sick. And I am so angry about new freedom. And in this new freedom document, they say the ideal place is the public schools because we have a captive audience. I'll go over their own, and people inside the system are blowing the whistle on this. And we're joined by psychologist Dr. Grace Jackson. We've had Jim Godstein, CEO and Vice President of the Law Project for Psychiatric Rights, on the last 30 minutes, and I've been all over the map because, folks, I mean, this is as bad as it gets. This makes the Soviets look friendly. This is so sick. Boy, I tell you, the drug companies running the systems in the school, saying your child's mentally ill, and getting them into the system and putting them on, and they're talking about forced implants into your body that time release it, ports in your neck with wires into your brain. You saw it on TV last night. They're not playing games. They're making people do this. Dr. Grace Jackson, good to have you on. I'm sure you know who Jim Godstein is.
I sure do. And, Mr. Jones, I just wanted to correct something you said. I'm actually not a psychologist. I am a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I just said psychiatrist, and I could blame that on the person running the board. She told me you were a psychologist. I'm just joking. Go ahead.
No problem. It's important.
So you're a medical doctor.
That's correct.
Of the mechanics of the brain, and not a psychologist. Okay.
That's correct. And it's an important distinction.
It is a huge distinction, and that's what I thought I had here in my notes. But
Well, your critics will try to undermine the credibility of anyone who shares your viewpoint, as I am. I'm sure you are aware.
Oh, I'm fully aware. No, I had psychiatrist here, and then I was told, nope, it's psychologist.
Oh, no, you got it correct. I am,
okay, good.
Yep.
But, you know, we're about to break here in a minute. We got stations that carry the news, so everybody will be hearing you after this break. But, doctor, what do you think? How do you deal with this? This is so out of control.
Well, I think one of the ways to deal with this is to work with folks like Jim Godstein, who is a man of high integrity, who is doing his best, you know, to protect the rights of individuals and families who are up against something which he has derived a wonderful term for this. And I don't know if he shared that with you in your interview with him, but he has called what is happening the pharmacost. And I think that really sums it up very beautifully.
It is a holocaust. I mean, this stuff has maimed millions, killed tens of thousands, admittedly.
Well, I think it's always prudent to be cautious about too much hyperbole, and at the same time, many folks truly have been damaged beyond repair and have died because of these drugs and other interventions such as lobotomies and electroshock therapy. Other individuals have been able to tolerate these interventions and to survive with them. However, I would say that there is a big difference between holding up these interventions as a gold standard, given the fact that doctors are held accountable for doing what's called a risk versus benefit analysis. And when you really look at the risk of these different very aggressive interventions in the brain, from my own research, it appears that there are far less assaultive and far less toxic methods of working with individuals. But as a society and as a nation, we seem to have given up on those other types of intervention, and I think that's what's tragic here.
Okay, doctor, we got a break. We'll come back with Jim Godstein, who's going to be on with you. And I'm looking at the Associated Press report here, saying that they're going to test everybody in the schools, now the adults, they're going to force us on this. I mean, this is really happening. How do we stop them? We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to AustinWheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience. And we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, just to give you the atmosphere. In the last 12 hours, the president has come out himself and said that anybody they arrest under terrorism, which is could be any misdemeanor under Section 802 of H.R. 3162, doesn't get a trial because, quote, they're killer terrorists. The feds have come out with legislation to put airport screening technology in the malls. Now, again, I saw Ridge say this 2 years ago on C-SPAN. Here it is. Here's another one. Associated Press. Silence can be turned into a criminal offense. Now, remember when they first ruled on part of this a few months ago, I said this because I read the ruling. Well, now there's been another ruling on the case. And it says, the government will now be able to turn a person's silence into a criminal offense. A sharply divided Supreme Court has ruled 5-4 that Americans have no constitutional right to silence. No Fifth Amendment. Privacy right advocates say the ruling essentially opens a can of worms. I mean, folks, I don't think you realize I've got stacks of these. I've got another Long Beach article, Long Beach Press Telegraph, giving examples of them using it against pot dealers, county commissioners, you know, the Patriot Act. And then I see articles every week where they're forcing people on Ritalin, forcing them on serotonin uptake inhibitors, Prozac-type drugs. You know, lawsuits, people dying from this stuff, suicide increased risk, you know, major medical journals saying this. This is horrible. And we're joined by Dr. Grace Jackson, a psychiatrist, and Jim Godstein. And Jim and Dr. Jackson, you guys have got the floor. I mean, what's the most important things for people to know about the progress of this and how we stop them from testing all our children and trying to force more and more of us onto this and the president's big announcement he's scheduled to make next week, you know, to federally push all this? I mean, you guys have got the floor. Tell us all about it.
Hey, Jim.
Okay, well, we have at psychrights.org a little piece that's really a plan that of how to go about this. It's called it's unwarranted court-ordered psychiatric medication, a call to action. And there are a number of pieces to it, and one, of course, is what we're doing right now, which is educating. The second one, I think, and what we're really all about, is an organized legal campaign to enforce people's rights against this stuff. What you see happening is that people don't get any kind of vigorous representation in the main. And one of the things, for example, is the legal system is kind of this ritualized verbal combat. And one of the things is the issue of experts. And so the state always comes in with, you know, one of their on-staff psychiatrists who solemnly intones that this person is mentally ill and regrettably needs these medications to protect himself or society. And the way that the legal system works is that if you don't have a psychiatrist on the other side, you automatically lose. And the system doesn't really provide any psychiatrist. And so you can't really give everybody that kind of representation. So you have to be cagey about how you go about it and taking cases and appealing cases that cause change. And I think the classic, if you want to use the word, model of that was the Thurgood Marshall and the NAACP's legal effort against legalized segregation in the 40s and 50s that was quite successful. And so we're trying to mount that kind of an effort. In this piece we have on our website, Unwarranted Court-Ordered Medication, a call to action, is a description of that.
Going back to a point you made, the government has their on-site psychiatrist who, of course, always say that you're mentally ill. It's like the Soviet Union saying, you know, you're mentally ill, we're going to grab you. And now they're going to test everybody in the schools, go after the adults, and it's the the big pharmacological companies running the program, selling the drugs, pushing them, and then they've got their own doctors saying, you're all crazy, you've got to take it. 15% of us are nuts, we've all got to be on it. I mean, doctor, this is so transparent, Dr. Jackson. I mean, do you see an awakening to this tyranny taking place?
Well, it's transparent to you and to Jim and to me, but what you have to appreciate is that, number one, most doctors who attend medical school are just trying to do one thing. They're trying to find their next 12 hours or 8 hours of sleep, and they're just trying to survive. And by the time you come out of medical school, unfortunately, medical school is typically, at least in my experience, not the kind of place that rewards or encourages critical thinking skills. So in my own case, I went through a very classic conventional medical school training and did my residency in psychiatry in the U.S. Navy. And it took me some time to really wake up and to realize that the medications were creating permanent patients, that they were making people sicker, and that people were recovering with much greater success if they were not being put on these medications.
And that's the job of Big Pharma, that writes the rules and runs the congressional committees and gets the president into power. That's what they want, is bigger business.
I think the problem now, Alex, is that I don't know to what extent things can be saved at the highest levels in our country anymore. I think the Supreme Court ruling on HMOs the other day was a good example.
Yeah, can't sue them.
Right, and I think it's almost beyond the point of expecting or hoping that the Congress, which is just as guilty as the White House and the Supreme Court, in my estimation, for not protecting the public, you know, has really, I'm not sure if it's to the point where it can be corrected. What I think is the hope, if any, is to try and reach consumers themselves so that families themselves
know their rights.
Know their rights.
But doctor, I mean, here's a case point example.
Mm-hmm.
Your 10-year-old, they got Coke machines in the halls. He's drinking 3 Cokes a day, eating two Snickers bars. He's bouncing off the walls. I mean, if you gave a puppy that, the puppy would be bouncing off the walls. You're not supposed to do that. It's obviously the Coke machines. They know darn well what they're doing. Then your child gets in trouble for speaking out of hand. Instead of being disciplined or, you know, looking at their nutrition, they say, oh, got to put them on Ritalin. You say no, or you do put them on Ritalin. They get real sick, start losing weight, black circles around their eyes, heart palpitations. I mean, I've read the news articles here 50 times. I've read them once. And that's happening. Then they come with armed police and grab your child and drag him away. And then you see him a year later, you've lost custody, and your child is basically in a coma, drooling in a corner. I mean, how do you stop that from happening?
Well, I know for a fact that there are some states that have finally enacted legislation to protect these families that have lost the custody of children for saying no. And when we're talking about stimulant medications, I just want to get in a plug here to underscore what I think are the tremendous toxicities that most families are not informed about. You know, one of the facts is that anybody given a stimulant will begin to have increased selective attention. So it's not the case that these medications suddenly discern which are the kids who have this illness and who doesn't. Any person put on the equivalent of cocaine will have higher focus. However, what families are not being told about is the fact that these drugs affect different parts of the brain differently, and that the growth rate of children who are on these medications appears to be inhibited for as much as 30 months. Now, if you're delaying the skeletal bone growth of a child for 30 months before puberty, one has no idea what that is doing to the growth of the brain. And the doctors don't even seem to be interested in exploring the fact.
Well, doctor, I've read the medical reports and had other psychiatrists and other medical doctors, I've had neurologists on. They have major studies showing brain shrinkage.
Mm-hmm. And those studies have, I'm not sure to what extent those have been replicated. I know some of those studies, Henry Nasrallah was one who had done a CT scan of folks who had been on stimulants, and it's always important to understand all the possible factors that could be contributing.
Well, take Ritalin, and now they've got all these new drugs, but, I mean, I've talked to doctors, the molecule is almost identical to methamphetamine.
Well, it's actually not the molecule itself that you worry about, but how it acts in the brain. And what Ritalin does in the brain is identical to cocaine. They're both dopamine transporter antagonists. And Nora Volkow, V-O-L-K-O-W, is like the leading investigator of cocaine and Ritalin in America, probably in the world. And she is a phenomenal researcher. However, she draws conclusions that are probably a bit different than my own. However, she, in all of her work, has absolutely concluded that these two medications, while cocaine versus Ritalin, are identical in terms of what they do in the brain. The difference seems to be in their pharmacokinetics, which means how the body actually processes the two drugs. But it's concerning enough that many individuals who work in prisons or who work with troubled adolescents, and I've done both, in interviewing people who are cocaine dependent, I'll frequently stop in the history and ask, well, when did you first get psychiatric help? And the story always begins with ADD and Ritalin.
Now that's even been in the mainstream news, too, that if you've been on Ritalin, you have a massive increase in now having a taste for narcotics.
Well, it certainly doesn't seem to be the case that every child who's been put on these drugs at age 5 or 6 ends up cocaine dependent.
But there's a statistical increase. I believe it's triple.
It does seem, well, I don't know that anyone has those facts yet, but what
concerns... No, I've seen the article, but
okay,
go ahead.
What concerns me the most, Alex, is the fact that there are researchers in this country whose names I shall conceal, but it's Harvard University, and they're trying to scare parents and to say that if you don't take a 5 or 6-year-old and put them on Ritalin, they'll develop cocaine dependence in an effort to self-medicate. Now, I just want to say something about this issue of self-medicating because it's almost become the watchword of America now. With all the advertisements on television, the first thing people tell me when I meet them in an office as a psychiatrist, they come in and they say, doctor, I have a chemical imbalance. And then they'll say, you know, you need to give me something for my chemical imbalance or I'll self-medicate. So this was unheard of, you know, 40 or 50 years ago when people still took responsibility, you know, for their actions and for their thoughts. So I don't know if there are any easy answers. I think one of the things is to, if I were a parent, to group together with other parents and to put pressure on the school board or the school district and, if need be, educate my children outside of a school district that would put these...
Okay, Dr. Jackson, stay there, and Mr. Godstein, stay there. We'll be right back. I want to get into this new freedom program.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here back live. But I cannot stress how serious this is. A SWAT team will raid your house looking for a gram of cocaine, but they're pushing something that our medical doctor here is telling us that has very similar effects. And then Harvard comes out and says, oh, well, see, you'll self-medicate with the cocaine if we don't give you this. I mean, it's sick. And, of course, the globalists run both sides of the illegal and the legal. Just amazing. We're talking to Dr. Grace Jackson, psychiatrist, and Jim Godstein, CEO and vice president of the Law Project, public interest law firm, the Law Project for Psychiatric Rights. We'll give you that website here again in a few minutes. This program called New Freedom, going on in Texas here since the early 1990s, now going nationwide, whistleblowers coming out and saying it's run by the drug companies. Bush is going to be announcing that, you know, this needs to happen nationwide. Can you give us some more details of the program, Mr. Godstein or Dr. Jackson?
Well, the program in Texas, I think, was called the TMAP, which is the Texas Medication Algorithm Program.
But they're taking that program and they're changing the name now nationwide to New Freedom.
Well, there was this New Freedom, the President's New Freedom Commission on Mental Health that issued a report, I think maybe a year ago, and that was a separate thing. And what I think came out recently in the British Medical Journal was that they are proposing to screen everybody really for mental health, mental illness, and then potentially force them to take drugs is the concern. And they're really, I think, part and parcel of the same effort to, medicalize everything for people in the country. But I'm not sure that those are actually the same program.
Well, it just says that
with the TMAP program in Texas, and then, of course, Alan Jones in Pennsylvania blew the whistle on the corruption involved in that.
Okay, well, just from the Associated Press article, it says TMAP tested in Texas, now tested in other states, and that Bush is going to announce it nationwide, and they're billing it as New Freedom. I understand the commission coming up with all this is called New Freedom, too, with all the Eli Lilly people, but yeah, they're saying they're going to call the initiative itself nationwide New Freedom. I mean, maybe they're going to come up with some other term, but So how do we stop this?
Well, one thing, and I hate to be crass about this, but I spend probably 50, 60 or more hours a week pro bono or volunteer trying to help people legally. But there are also costs involved. For example, hiring experts such as Dr. Jackson, which the legal system actually requires that they be paid, and it's an arcane thing. So, any donations to Psych Rights will be used to fight this in a very coordinated way. I think that, you know, the more people that get involved and just resist this has got to help. Dr. Jackson hit on a very important point, which is that other types of interventions, she calls them, I would call them alternatives to the medication, have been shown to be effective. But what happens now is, even though people have the legal right to have these alternatives, they're not available. And it's critically important that people be given the choice not to have to take these medications.
You know, that's a good term you use, pharma cost. Why do you call it pharma cost?
Well, I think that it is it's just the scale of the damage that's being done by these drugs. There are literally millions of people around the world whose lives have been ruined by these drugs. And in fact, there may even be certainly hundreds of thousands whose lives have been shortened, and tens of thousands who've actually probably died directly from these drugs. And so it just seemed like an appropriate term to me to describe the scale of the damage that's being done.
Well, I mean, the schools are just being turned into big marketing zones for the military, now doing psychological testing on the children to decide who will be a good minion for them, the big pharma in the schools. Dr. Jackson, were you aware of the governor a few years ago, who was a psychiatrist himself, in Oregon coming out and saying we may need to drug babies at birth and pre-screen all the mommies preemptively to see if environmental reasons might mean this child might be mentally ill, so in case they might be mentally ill, we need to pre-drug them?
Wow, no, I didn't hear that. It wouldn't surprise me to hear that statement coming from the director or the president of the American Psychiatric Association. So I'm a little bit surprised that it came from a governor. But I think it's really important to to appreciate, just sort of backing up, you know, as you were saying, that the New Freedom Mental Health Commission was passed by the president to take...
Hey, stay there. Let's do 10 more minutes with us. We got to break again.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get our guests to give us a few final comments, then take just a few calls for them and let them get back to their busy schedules and give out those websites again, which are, you can link through at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to them. We've got links up to their sites. But think about this. Bush, our big conservative leader, expanding Department of Education, signing on to the UN and UNESCO, who, by the way, writes the guidelines for all this drugging and brainwashing. And it's not just the drugging in the schools and now the expansion of the screening. They want to do it to adults. And it's, you know, cops in most of the public schools for a semester in the 7th or 8th grade, depending on the school district, for a whole semester having the children write dossiers on mommy and daddy and giving them tattletale cards and giving them $200 if they turn neighbors in. And I mean, this is like a nightmare. It is a nightmare. And it's this whole system of control, and it's always for your best interest. It's just amazing. But Dr. Grace Jackson, psychiatrist, you were trying to get into Bush and New Freedom. Please continue what you were saying.
Sure. I think there was maybe a little bit of confusion as to the Texas medication algorithm and the New Freedom. And my understanding is that the New Freedom Mental Health Commission is perhaps coming out with this new report that I have not seen. Apparently, you know, it's just been forecast. I don't know who has seen the report, but it's apparently been leaked to the press that a part of this report will include more global screening of children in schools. And then there was, through that AP report that you alluded to, a reference that adults in schools would also be screened. So I'm assuming that may include teachers or who knows what.
Now, yeah, it says all the students, the teachers, and the school as a community center to then get all the adults in to do it.
Wow. Well, I don't know how they're going to do that, but the Texas algorithm, to my understanding, is a separate piece, whether or not that's going to be a part of this or not. The Texas
algorithm. Well, they're saying they're using that as the national model, that Bush is going to say next week, this is the model, this works good, my commission on New Freedom wants it, this is the program.
Wow. Well, the Texas algorithm is currently being used in 10 states, is my understanding, and many states have elected to use different kinds of guidelines. I as a rule, tend to believe that any kind of algorithm is grossly misguided, and I would
now tell folks what an algorithm is. It's just risk points.
Yeah, an algorithm is basically a flowchart, and I think this is wonderful in medicine. Okay, I'll tell you where flowcharts have been terrific. For instance, for a heart attack, every intern knows that when a person comes into the emergency room, and if you're an intern, you're pretty overwhelmed trying to learn everything from a garden drink from a fire hydrant. And it's nice to have a flow chart because you remember, oh, okay, 2 liters nasal cannula, oxygen, aspirin, beta blocker, you know, get the EKG and off you go and figure out who needs to go to the cath lab to actually have their angioplasty or whatever. So algorithms have a legitimate place in medicine, but we have to stop and think for a moment that when we're talking about psychiatry and psychology, we're talking about human behavior and human thinking. And we're really crossing out of the area of medicine, I believe, into the territory of philosophy. And
well, really, that's it. I mean, there's not a CAT scan. There's not a lesion on the brain. There's not something physical we can show. It's just, you know, the big pharma writes the guidelines. We give your child a test. Your child's, you know, the flow chart's designed to, you know, net the largest group of people. Oh, well, we did a scientific test. It shows you're mentally ill. You have one of these dozens of new mental illnesses, which aren't even mental illnesses in many cases. Let's go ahead and give you these drugs.
One of the things I think that this is leading to is there is this this big sales job that mental illness is some kind of brain disease or some brain defect, and you talk about the CAT scans and all that. And there's really not a shred of evidence that there's anything abnormal about people's brains that cause them to have mental illness. And this is even true about the genetic research. It's very questionable when you actually look at the studies.
Yeah, a lot of this is nurture.
And we never get to go into court on these things, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do.
Well, yeah, you just got a psychiatrist who works for Big Pharma there in the school running the machines saying your child's mentally ill, and here's this expensive synthetic patented drug that you know is going to make you sit in the corner and drool, but so what, because I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, I hope we're not getting to the point like they're actually going to start scanning the kids at the schools, but, you know, who knows, it may come to that point.
Ma'am, I'm 30 years old. This was done to all the seniors at Anderson High in like 1992.
It's head scans?
They hooked electrodes up to my head. All the seniors had to go do it. And they would sit there and ask you questions and have you do different, you know, things on these maps.
Incredible.
And then I did the big, what's the psychological test that's 600 questions long?
Yeah.
To catch, what's that called?
MMPI or something.
Yeah,
you know, supposedly
MMPI. Wow, that's really startling.
So see, this says it started in 95 in Austin, Texas, in testing schools. Well, no, it didn't.
Well, I think it's really important to understand how psychiatry has been able to build itself as this biological disease, you know, what Jim was just saying. And the real critical thing for parents to ask doctors who are trying to do this or to ask the school board is to say, where is the test that shows that my child has an abnormal brain? Because what happens is, if a child, let's say, has a viable illness that is causing abnormal behaviors or thoughts, let's say a brain tumor or an AV malformation, which is a malformation of the blood vessels in the brain, or let's say an infectious process like neurosyphilis, something terribly wrong that is a medical illness, then I'm saying that's terrific. That should be treated.
But statistically, doctor, they're saying 15% of us are mentally ill, one in 10 in England now on these drugs.
Oh, Alex, you're way off. What they really are trying to do is to ensure that every American has a bona fide illness, okay? So what they're trying to do, and I have no doubt that they will go this far, is to every time the DSM, the statistical manual that psychiatrists use for diagnosis, that gets revised every time the ICD is revised. The ICD is the International Classification of Diseases. and that gets revised every 10 years as part of the World Health Organization process in classifying diseases. So every time the ICD gets revised, the DSM gets revised in America. And every time the DSM gets revised, they add dozens of new diagnoses.
Well, I've just seen the numbers that currently that Jim was bringing up, saying where they say 15% of us are mentally ill.
Oh,
obviously, big pharma that runs all this is going to say we're all ill, and the men in black uniforms will drop by. We don't take the drugs. But all they'll do is hook electrodes up your child's head, say they're mentally ill, give them a test, and then, you know, it's total quackery. And then, I mean, but folks, I don't know. This is just out of control. And they admit all the side effects of these drugs, and,
well,
oh, man, I tell
you. I don't know that they do admit the side effects, and I guess that's one of the problems that that Jim and I are working so hard on.
Well, it's just all these big medical journals are talking about the suicide and the...
Well, you know, they're actually minimizing the actual scope of the problem. The problem is that the public can't be expected to understand the sophistication of how the scientists manipulate data. And you've probably read about the fact that Columbia University is reanalyzing all those old studies on antidepressants in children. It doesn't amount to anything to reanalyze data if the data that was collected originally was tainted. So what people don't really appreciate is that it takes a good amount of sophistication to understand how the data is manipulated in the first place.
But it doesn't take sophistication that when I watch TV, what's the new drug where it goes, are you tired? Having trouble getting it all done? You know, shows this mom coming home from work, cooking dinner. Well, we've got a new stimulant for you. What's that drug called?
Oh, geez, it must be atomoxetine. It's probably, I don't know, I haven't seen the...
But, I mean, my point is that I even heard an ad, and I'm not kidding, I heard an ad on the radio going, get subscribed for Soma. They actually have a new... Did you know they have a drug called Soma?
I did not realize that.
I mean, how arrogant is this getting? How dumb do they think we are?
Well, I guess they think people have not been reading Orwell. Because he said it all in 1984, and I think that he was wildly optimistic, because I think what we're seeing in this country, anyhow, has wildly surpassed what he wrote about in 1984.
Well, let's take a couple calls, and I'm obviously going to have you both back up. I mean, this is just frightening. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air with Jim Godstein and Dr. Grace Jackson. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Jim. Hello, Dr. Jackson. My question has to do more with epilepsy and this vagus nerve stimulator. I have a very close friend who had diagnosed with epilepsy at the age of 16. Been on the cocktail of drugs, the Lamictal, the Depakote, the Carnicore, the Keppra. Now, Tegretol she was on first. What that in the United States was replaced by one of the others, right?
And now they've got the port in the neck where they plug into the brain, but now they say for depression they're going to use this. And it would seem that that is a medical thing, not a psychiatric a doctor.
Mm. Oh, Tim, what's your question?
They evolved from the cocktail drugs to the nerve stimulator, right? And every day at exactly 3:21, complete coughing fits. You could set your watch to it. And I tried to tell her that they're probably activating that with some type of satellite. And, of course, I'm the conspiracy theorist, but I don't know. Now they want to do a special research study to test the efficiency and safety of a substance called SPM-927. Can you tell
me? Wait a minute. You're saying your friend is a wirehead. She has this port in her neck.
Already, yes.
And then she, oh, my God.
Well, let me just sort of go back here and sort of clarify. I have not actually been involved in implanting a vagus nerve stimulator. I've read some about this, and probably what's helpful for your friend, Tim, and for you to know is that for a long time there's been a debate in psychiatry and neurology as to what is more important, electricity or chemicals. And this was a debate that waged in, this was a raging debate in the 1800s. And the group that thought the chemicals were more important called themselves the Soups, S-O-U-P-S. And the groups that thought electricity was more important, because the brain is both.
It's electrochemical.
The whole body is. And so the group that was voting for electricity called themselves the Sparks. And
okay,
so,
let me stop you right there, Doctor. And Tim, I appreciate the call, but this is the point I want to make here. If they're forcing millions of people on these drugs, you know, put your child on or we're taking them, now, if they're coming out for depression, getting FDA approval for the wirehead system, to use a Philip K. Dickian term, then common sense goes to show they're going to force people to take this. And earlier, Jim, doctor, brought up these implantable year-long time-release psychotropics and antipsychotics. Comments on that?
Sure. Well, the vagus nerve stimulator, remember, if we're talking about epilepsy, then we're talking about a true neurological condition, although
yes.
it certainly is. So that's very different, okay? We're talking about psychiatric, which is a philosophical problem, psychological, versus a neurological condition called epilepsy, for which there are fairly good markers and very objective signs and difficulties. The vagus nerve stimulator runs a wire alongside, well, through the neck, and my understanding is that this stimulates the vagus nerve, which is a cranial nerve that runs alongside the recurrent laryngeal nerve. The laryngeal nerve is what innervates the voice box. So many people have this stimulator, which is set to go off every so many minutes, is my understanding. At least for depression, that's how it works. And they will be mid-sentence and they may stop talking because this triggers and it interrupts. Yeah, so they'll be talking to you mid-sentence and stop. So
let me ask Tim a favor. Tim, will you call back the board? Give us your friend's name. I want to have her on as a guest. Okay, we still have Tim. Ask Tim for his phone number.
I'm still here, Alex.
Tim, can I get your friend on who has this?
Sure.
Okay, let me get your number.
One more question real quickly to Dr. Jackson.
Okay, I got loaded phone lines. We'll never get to everybody, but go ahead.
The SPM 927, they want her to go in and participate in a research study on it. What is SPM 927?
I honestly don't know, and I would just want to be, you know, real respectful of your friend's privacy that, you know, if we're talking about her case, that we, you know, sort of have her permission to be talking about these things next time. But it'd be great.
Well, we haven't said her name.
We
so
haven't. But
it
always important to respect people's privacy.
We know a woman in the state of Ohio.
Hey,
I don't think it's.
Or she could be anywhere. But the point is, Tim's a concerned friend, and I think he's asking great questions. I don't know SPN 927, Tim. So it would be
okay, I'm going to have to let Tim go. We got loaded. Tim, give me your number and talk to her. If she wants me to call her and get her on, we'll do that. Okay, Roger in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. I got to go quickly here.
Yeah, thanks, folks. And I think instead of for algorithm, probably a better word than flowchart would be method for doing something. And I would like to ask, given to varying degrees throughout both psychology and psychiatry, given the precious little that's really known about neurology or the physiology, let alone in the presence of these drugs, and then you have these quantum leaps from the physical sciences to the cognitive and then the reductionism to behavioral determinism.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to let you go.
Well, I'd like to ask, you think it'll be more than 10 or 20 years before a lot of this is revealed as the pseudoscience it is and all that more dangerous than bloodletting, et cetera, and all those other Dark Ages things? Where it's exposed as more being a control mechanism, and that's
okay. Thanks for the call, Jim. Grace, comments?
Yeah, well, Roger, I guess the best thing I can say is to describe. I think you're totally on the right track. I think the human brain and consciousness are so complex that to answer your question quickly, there'll never be an easy or a chemical explanation, nor should there be. And the last thing I can say about this is we've invented the Holy Grail, whereby scientists at NIMH and major medical centers, academic centers, et cetera, know that they have permanent job security by just naming the next chemical that they want to say causes any particular kind of abnormal behavior or thought.
And there's the incentive for the drug companies to keep pushing this and pushing it. Jim, comments?
Yeah, I will say I'm hopeful that this current wave of exposes and exposés and about what's happening with these antidepressants will open up this whole thing and that there will be a more critical look within the media about what's going on and really going on, because the last time this happened was probably maybe in the early 70s when there was started to be some questions raised and it was squashed. So I feel if we don't really seize this opportunity now with the questions that are being raised, it may be a long time again before there's another opportunity.
Good point. Patrick in Texas, go ahead. Last caller for our guest, quickly.
Yes, I'm in Leo, and I'd like to say that Citizens Commission on Human Rights came out with reports about psychiatry abuse, everything from psychiatry rape, psychiatry fraud, and eradicating justice. I take how called these continent, which is a long
I have trouble understanding you, sir.
Yes, I came out with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights came out reports of psychiatric abuse, everything from psychiatric fraud, psychiatric rape, to eradicating justice, betrayal of the blacks, and so forth. It's all abuse. I'm mandated by the state of Texas to take Hollow Decontinate and crack Spandrel, and all I can do is pray.
Sounds like that was a comment, Patrick. I've
been your slave. I picked up trash. George Bush said that was a good idea when he was governor, mentally ill. So,
So you're their slave. They drug you and you go out and pick up trash.
Yeah, now, you know, I'm their pet, making them money.
Again, a scanner darkly. They brain damage you and then use you as a slave.
They have devices in the corner of the center I go to. You know, the little infrared little scanners and stuff. It's sick. And they have an armed deputy, you know.
Listen, I'm sorry to hear that, Patrick. Dr. Jackson, Mr. Godstein, both of you, thanks for coming on. One of the websites we should know about again?
PsychRights.org, PsychRights.org.
Okay, and doctor, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
God bless you. We'll be back, folks. More news. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it is drugs, child abuse, mental illness, environmental crimes, none of this is enforced on the globalist. Or, in many cases, the truly mentally ill, which is a very small minority, or real child abusers, any of it. It's focused on the general public by huge industries owned by the military-industrial complex. Big Pharma, the private prisons, now more than half the prisons, our biggest industry. It's all owned by the same people. The Rockefellers, the Bushes, and others are all in the private prisons. They're all in Big Pharma. And they, and you know, they're all in the face scanning, the surveillance camera, the computers that are put in the emergency command centers, the chips that go in all cell phones by law that track everywhere you go and what you do, the OnStar systems, you know, your cable box selling detailed psychological algorithms of your mindset to the government. I mean, that's mainstream news. Yeah, a microphone in the cable box, listening to you if they want to, but also watching what you watch and building detailed psychological algorithms. I mean, you're under more than Orwellian surveillance now. But the average yuppie has no idea. You show them the actual documents, mainstream news, they go, good, good. I'm glad it's listening to me. I'm glad. I'm glad. I love it. Well, these drugs are killing people. Good. I mean, you people are sick. And so they say 15% of us are mentally ill, and you heard the doctor. Actually, the government wants to say everybody is. And so we all get arrested if we don't take the implant that releases the drugs over a year, or if we don't take the wire into the brain. And here is Schumer wants airport screening technology in malls. And it says on New York lawmakers demanding better security in the nation's shopping malls in the wake of last week's revelation about a terrorist plot, the government claims, to bomb an Ohio shopping center. Senator Charles Schumer, we had to learn the lessons of 9/11 and look at everything that terrorists might want to throw at us. And I watched the head FBI agent in Austin on TV last night. He said, oh, yes, it's very easy. We need to put, you know, like airport security in to get in the mall and have, they said, oh, we have non-invasive scanning systems that will scan your body and your face. And again, and Paul Watson wrote a comment on this. He says, this is what Alex has been warning us about for years. The beta test of the invasive Big Brother technology, first in airports to acclimatize people to it, then they expand it and apply it to everything. This is why biometric thumb scanners have been going in everywhere from grocery stores to theme parks. The police state control grid is gearing up to envelop every aspect of your life. And then it gets into it. You know, all these people on the news last night, nationally and locally. I love it. We need it. It's good. Next, the APD award-winning SWAT team, the best you can get. After that, a terror scare at the airport. They saw some white powder on the ground, thought it was bombs. Everybody was detained. And next, after that, how parents are abusing their children, what you can do to stop it, the warning signs. And after that, people are dumping motor oil. That's a serious crime now in Texas. How to report them? I mean, I'm watching this Big Brother after Big Brother after Big Brother. Just bam, 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 bam. In a 30-minute newscast with my mouth hanging open. I mean, it's stuff has accelerated so much, people. We'll take your calls. There's a mountain news. I've spent most of the show on these other issues of the forced drugging, but we'll get to all your calls. Just there's so much, people. Not answering a cop's questions is a felony, you're a terrorist. I mean, it's all happening. No Fifth Amendment, no nothing. But before we end the shower, please sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We just posted Paul Watson's 300-page book. When you sign up, you get a 1995 book for 15 cents, you know, a day. Putting my book up today, put my new TV report up there where I cover 1984. PrisonPlanet.tv is so good for people on the Internet, and it makes this show possible. Also, I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book on the whole New World Order system. You need to get them. Call toll-free to get them. 1-888-253-3139. They count on ignorance. Break through the ignorance. Get the video. Show them to your friends and neighbors. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Again, 888-253-3139. Make the call, make the order. Third hour coming up.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.